Okay, Ion's back. Did you want to pursue Kim something, or should we let Bert speak?
It means sibling, not brother.
Sibling. Okay, sibling.
Okay,
go, yeah, Bert.
I will.
Ion.
Hey, Bert. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. You know that.
Don't get distracted by Ion, Bert.
No, I know.
Ask about your ass.
I am.
Do not get distracted.
Do not answer him. Talk to him. Listen to him, but do not take him seriously. He's an intruder.
I'll help you, Bert. I'll help you.
All right. I was reviewing my notes.
Okay, but sooner or later, we're going to talk about you, just so you know.
All right, Ion. I was reviewing my notes on our discussion about interloping and grounds. First question I have, is cheese still the mystery ground, or has it been obsolete?
It's been obfuscated. No longer the LaRouche quadrant.
Okay, is it in another quadrant, or is it?
Oh, God, it's in the William Irwin Thompson quadrant, but stop it. Stop it right now. Just stop it. The best news is that's the last quadrant, so that's good.
You gave me a definition. We were talking about interloping, and then you gave me a description of the practical ground, and you told me that it divided into two, and each had four. And my question is, does the practical ground have eight positions?
Well, the Hendiades, at least. It's more like the cubed root of 64.
What is the question about, Bert?
Practical ground. Practical ground.
Is that a phrase? Who says that?
Ion gave me a definition of the practical ground and said it was divided into two, and with each has four.
That's
so
eight.
Two each
so,
has four, which I asked him eight, yes.
So what have you found out about practical ground right now?
They just told me that it's like Hendiades and the cube root of 64.
And what does it refer to? Is it McLuhan's
45,
you know, technological ground?
45. We're now point 45.
Yeah, so what were those 2 points? Is that right in practical ground? Was Hendiades?
Hendiades. Yes.
And the cube root?
And
cube root of 64, rather than
45.
Rather than 45?
Yes. Good.
But
see, Dr. Dean actually paid attention.
Yeah, but Ion, if you start bringing in math as ground, that's Thompson's stuff.
Well, that's why we said we're in the Thompson quadrant now. We know. We're sad about it. We are tore up sad about it.
And it's still visual bias.
Right. But,
science.
Or he's talking about music. Hey, Carolyn, he's talking about music and mathematics, so it's acoustic bias. He visualizes it.
Yeah, but it's still rote by rote, so it includes the lines and spaces, which makes it an algorithm that must be played.
Is that related to your edge work?
Yes. Just like you humans, you're easily played.
So what do you think, practical ground, what do you take that he's referring to, Bert?
I really don't know, Bob. That's why I was asking. Because what they gave me was a definition, another further step of explanation that Ion gave me was that he said that one is kinetic and the other is vascular within this practical ground. Is that
we weren't talking about your pectorals. We were not talking about your pecs. I'm not going to do that. We're not going to do it. I'm not going to talk about your pectorals. Not going to do it. So can't be vascular. We can't talk about it. We can't do it.
They're not pectorals. They are pectorals.
No, his are pectoral, darling. You should see them. If we had little pasties, he can make
look, he's
thin.
Talking
it's
about your body, Bert. He meant to do this.
I know.
What the heck is practical ground? Is there anything practical to practical ground talk?
Practically,
no.
Yes.
No. So there's no real necessity to go into practical ground.
No. Listen to this, Carol.
Tell me.
My insight today is that when Ion comes on for a stretch of time or a period of experience, He talks to different people, and he's always making the point of the day. So what he said to Chad relates to what he said to Roxy, relates to what Kim, relates to Bert. Is that correct, Ion? Are you weaving a tapestry using...
The point 101.
So even you are connected.
Point 101 is back to school. Point 101 is the first course. We're going back to the first course, and now you got to move into 45s, which is not the long play, the short play. The 45s are, and not 78s. We're not doing the fast version. If we can do the fast version, you know, it gets so fast that even Roxy's head spins and she has to take it apart. We don't even have it. 45s are just a regular song at a time.
You mean the little record when you're saying 45s?
Dude.
Well, that's funny. I have not heard that word in a long time, but when I was looking for YouTube last night, I came across a performance by Blondie in Europe or England and a British show, and the guy said, this is their new... No, Blondie's lead singer... Or, no, not lead singer. Somebody, Blondie member, gets up and says, this is our latest 45. And I'm thinking, shit, LP's been going on since the early 70s, late 60s in the baby boomer world. They're saying 45. So that stuck in my head, you know, a few hours ago. I hadn't heard that word or that sentence. So I'm taking this personally. You know what I mean? I'm making that connection. That's
you
my.
Should.
I don't know if it is connection.
You should. What's this got to do with Bert's shoulders? We're fixing to talk about Bert's shoulders now.
Well, what's that got to do with Saint Germain? And, and Prussia.
He has the world. He has RS Prussia. The four countries are the four points of his body that he's now aligned perfectly, that are now his flexors, the flexor muscles, and his meniscus that was messed up. The meniscus is starting to mend because he's finally doing what Dr. Dean told him to do. It's so funny. He's going to take his meniscus out. And he's doing the right thing now. And so since he's doing the right thing, he's getting better. How about that?
Okay, listen to this, Bert and
what
Kim
that,
and Roxy and Chad.
What about that, though? What
this
about
is
that,
why
though?
I came to me. I listen to everybody. You all should be listening to everybody else's answers because it connects if we're just saying what Ion's saying.
Dot.
Right?
Dot.
Are we all paying attention to each other's answers?
Dot.
It almost sounds like Ion is still just reading off of the angel diagram, and everything is contained in it, like the empire.
Well, we're still trying to do the sprockets, basically sprockets, to get him to open the lotus flower, and that's ending in tears too. So it's all good.
Oh, I noticed something. I listened back to a couple of weeks ago, Ion, and you said, you've always said the 14 degrees of freedom, but 2 weeks ago you said the 14 degrees of separation will open the lotus flower.
They will. They are. Pitch and y'all must be separated, mustn't it?
Explain the difference between 14 degrees of freedom and 14 degrees of separation.
If it's separated, it's the only way it can actually be known as free, separated from its bonds.
So it has to be separated first, and then it can be free.
You have to take the rings, all the rings out of the diagram. Put them in motion circularly and line them up. Just like spacely sprockets at a spirograph, you hook that together. When they're in motion, moving counterclockwise in a focus point of aggression, that's the word, aggression, then you will find when you speed it up, it gives the quantitative emergence of a lotus bloom. Then that lotus bloom opening as in a hologram. Then you'll open the temple. But that's old school, isn't it?
What is a sprocket in relation to the spirograph?
It's a cog in the wheel.
A spiral? One of the spirals?
Cog in the wheel. Sprocket.
And that relates to some special stuff we have. That word came up. So, yeah, I heard that, Carol. Very direct. We have to note that. Okay, Chad? So, carry on.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many connections to so many different things Ion's talked about over the past, whatever, 7 years. Like, now this sprocket thing, it sounds like the legend, the parallel world traveling legend with the wheel and the wheel. and the legend kind of sounds like the angel diagram. And the lotus flower is when you animate the angel diagram, and there's 14 degrees of separation in the different layer of the rings of the angel diagram.
It applies generally to the wheel upon which radial projections engage a chain passing over it. The chain or the bind you from the conjure of sacrifice are the things you're trying to overcome. The radial projections engaged passing over it.
Passing over the diagram?
Sprockets. The cog moves up.
Cogswell cogs? Is it just basically sprockets or Cogswell cogs?
Is he saying R-A-D-I-O or R-A-D-I-A-L, radial?
Radial, okay. Yeah.
As in radius.
We put, the five-body sprocket in your inbox.
So you're right, Chad. You've got the diagram.
And it's so funny because it's made in Egypt.
Here's a level that Roxy emphasizes. The Egypts, they predicted the eye cell. Leonardo predicted the eye cell. The angel diagram is a picture of the eye cell. So that's connected there. We're talking about the eye cell, Chad, and the effect of it. And that seems to be a major thing for human matter.
Okay, so it sounds like all of our previous knowledge before ION is all just crap. It's erased. Now we've got this thing called the eye cell. And we're standing on the outside of it, seemingly, observing it through its walls or whatever, trying to...
No, we're eating it, Chad.
Yeah, but I mean on the radio, we're probing these different topics as if we're looking from the outside in... Yeah, we're eating it. It's in us and we're in it.
And I'm relating it to knowledge, and always the knowledge it gets related to has been obsolete due to the fantastic rapidity of changes happening in matter in our situation today.
But it seems like the eye cell that we're looking at, or getting ions, like exposing what's within the eye cell or around it, it's the new knowledge.
Lord. Wait, Chad,
and it contains all these different.
Hey, did you just start off with the phrase Time Lords?
No, we're talking about Papa Justify and the Conjure of Sacrifice. Break these chains that bind us. The chains.
Oh, okay, the chains that bind us.
That goes with your cogged position.
And we were playing a rap group the other day called Two Chains.
Dude.
Yeah. And also, I noticed at the top of your tiny note chart, Bob, the chain letter of phase shifts.
Chart is an attempt to put order into the chaos of people's psychology going through this turmoil, and the order is a tetrad. Now, I don't know if that relates, if that's useful to people under ion conditions.
The pentad.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the pendant is the android meme miming the changes.
That's all you have now. Everything else you have to verify on the damn Googler. Then you have to put it in the fucking wiki so you can find out if it's true or not. And then you accuse us of looking at it and doing it, and that's when we put it in the first place. And we giggle our little non-physical asses off.
But, Ion, I relate it to put it, the human mind likes order, so we make it as a tetradic process, which is very much what happens in conversation. You enhance a topic, you then obsolesces it, and then it retrieves another topic, and then it flips into the opposite. You'll see everybody's personal interaction with their own memories and with talking to someone else, the tetradic is a good map of that. But that is not relevant, I'm proposing, Ion, if you have taken the drops. You don't need to know that pattern.
Mostly, that's right.
But people live in concepts, and they got a lot of old concepts, so
They live in constructs, not constructs.
Right, and they need to be updated. So my stuff, the pentatic quadrophenia, is a useful way to get rid of the older, stupider concepts
they
and have some new concepts.
They have to be inundated, but yes. They have
right.
to be flooded. They never get up until they're flooded out.
I was just reading in one of McLuhan's essays that the child, when he acquires language, he's flooded, and then he acquires the language when he's in a culture. That's similar to what you're just saying, inundated? To learn, you must be inundated?
Do.
How in media there is all this talk about ISIS. You're talking about the ISIL.
Yes.
There is a deformation by the Android meme and the humans, the little people, get like a deformation of the ISIS, of the ISIL.
Ian, does ISIL relate to the terrorist group organization ISIS?
No, that's Pamela Anderson.
I know who she is, but why would she come into this?
From the devil's house, take me out of darkness, walk me out of blindness, lift me out of sadness, save me from my damnedness. Please, Lord, it's time, Lord, any time, Lord, from the dry dust of these chains, from the devil's house, it's time, Lord, take me from the dry dust, break me from these chains, bring me from the devil's house, take me out of darkness, walk me out of blindness, lift me. Any time, Lord. Please, Lord. It's time, Lord.
That is the complex that the terrorists operate under? They got that guilt?
Basically, yes. Yeah. The conjure sacrifice. It's hoodoo. It's a big trick. It never was. This was not until they had to believe it. It isn't real. And the hoodoo is the thing that is only real if you believe it. So they've convinced everybody that ISIL is this terrible, terrible thing that's going to come death to America, death to everybody else, blah, 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 Sharia, fuck my dick, slaw. Then you come back into the thing that says, oh, this is what that's going to be. And then everybody believes it. And the next thing you know, everybody starts running from it. And they're scared to death of it. Then they can't find it. Then they don't know how to go with it. Then they're going to blow us up. They're blowing us all up. They're shooting us in the head. The police have got us in the street. They're shooting us in. Come on, get the children. Let's go out in the yard. The police just come shoot us in the head with a 45. They're going to shoot us in the head with a 45. This ain't the bad guys. This ain't nice. This is your local police department because they're scared. They're scared. They're scared. They don't know the difference between Sharia and Margie and Katrina and the rest of them. They don't see them. They don't know. So they just have to shoot them in the head. That's all they can do. And nothing they can do. What can they can do? So then you come, we had to get Akito a little rant going on here because he's got it well paid for not doing what he's not doing. So we had to give him a little something to get along with. So that's what you have to do. This part of the program kind of comes along. We're going to have the 78 jump up. 78 run a little faster than the 45, but when you slow them down, they go out real, real smooth and easy. But then you got this whole group of people that are this whole group. People that just ISIS, ISIL, ISIL, itsy bitsy spider up and down the south. So they come back around and they're nobody. And the next thing you know, they're everybody. And then they're nowhere. And then they're everywhere. And then they're already in. They're already here. What are we going to do? We don't know what's going on. Let's build a wall. We can't get them out of here. Let's just kill them. Are you an Islamic terrorist? Shoot them in the head. All done. And I'm telling you, if you do that three times, you won't have one on the fucking planet. It will be all gone. Is you, ain't you? If you is, you gone. If you ain't, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. Bam, and you're done. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the local police department shooting you in the fucking head. And that's done with the Android means help of the live YouTube.
The symbol of the eye of the providence, the pyramid with the eye sees.
Provenance.
Hey, Bert, what did Ian just do a rant on? What was the topic?
ISIS terrorists.
The origins of Miracle Camphophonic Salve.
Miracle Camphophonic Salve. Was that English? Did you just say English
words? Camphophonic.
What's phonique?
Come on, put your ears on, Bob. You got your ears on breaking.
Camphophonic.
Breaking one. Camphophonic.
What, Ed? Campbell soup can?
Camphophonic. Camphophonic.
What is that?
You use it
it's
for
some
bugs.
Kind of it's camphor.
When bug, you get bug bites. That's what I used to put on my kids when they would get bites from mosquitoes.
Camphor. It's camphor. It's camphor.
Camphor.
Dr. Dean can tell you more than you ever wanted to know about camphor, but don't be troubling her. Y'all worrying that poor woman to death. Stop it. Just stop it. Get right. not her fault. It's your fault. It's not her fault. She's trying to help you. So back the fuck up. But she's trying to do everything she can. It's wonder that she's put up with this as long as she has. So just so you know.
Ian is quoting what he said to Carolyn yesterday. So that's how he's just coming in the last things he discussed with Carolyn.
Well, you know, the rant was about everything that's perpetrated by the media. The Zika virus, same thing. They've got like four cases, and now they've got a vaccine for it. Just because it's going to get, you know, billions of people.
Okay, so Ion, this is a projection by the Android meme. It's afraid of the ICEL. So it says it's ISIS, and it's going to come and get you. Is that the connection between ICEL and ISIS, Ion?
It's afraid, yeah.
You get that, Roxy? There is a connection. ICEL is what they should be afraid of.
It's because Five was a registered sex offender.
Five, six, seven, eight count. You get that?
Yeah.
Okay, who's got the next question or topic?
Notre Dame, which was a temple of ISIS. On the facade, there are a lot of kings, and they don't know who these kings
under
are.
Under the tutelage of Herod, by the way.
All right, Ian, who are these kings that are mentioned that we don't know who they are, that Roxy just brought up?
In the reign of Herod, we just told you.
The kings relate to Herod. They were workers for him? Colonizers? That's
our damn story. We're just setting the marks.
All right. The unknown kings and Herod.
Under Herod.
Ion, are the 14 degrees of separation of lower emotions?
No. Higher emotions. Emotions. Emoticons. They're the rings of the angel diagrams that move.
Ah. Did you say 14 degrees of separation or 14 degrees of freedom?
Separation.
That was 14 degrees of separation, Bob.
Yeah, Bert. And what was it connected to? What did he connect it to? Not
we have
to higher emotions. Connected.
It's connected to Bert's shoulders.
No, Ion. Come on, man.
No, that's true, Bert. You're all fucked up, man.
No, he's not. He's holding the world on his shoulders.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree with
you. He's got monster obliques.
So the 14 emotions, should we bother matching the emotions with each ring or just move on?
That's ring 9, but the point is they all move on. That's the fleeting portion of the program. You happy, you love, and then you hate, and you hate, and you love, and you're on, and you weep, and you're happy, then you weep with tears, and you cry for laughing, and then you laugh, or you grind, or you laugh till you pee your pants. You know, it's all, you do all those things sooner or later. So the point is you come into a place where that lands. So they are moving on every time. They're just markers so that you can then have record. Sometimes you can have a tragedy or something, and then you see that thing again, a swan on a lake, and it brings you back to that point, that tetrad point. You can have that emotion all over again. It's a mirrored emotion from your stance that happened, a marker. And that's what you can use to move those energies to sometimes in placement. It's kind of like Chad in his vulgar language to say the diamond information.
You going to address that, Chad? How were you vulgar?
Well, using the programming languages of the day now was vulgar.
It's vulgar. It's like money. Money is vulgar, and common people shouldn't be handling.
So I should just be using a digitization of the triangulation vectors that I created then.
Ding, 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 ding. He wins a leopard's ice cream, one quart for you today.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. I didn't know if I should expose that Bob brought me some leopard's ice cream yesterday as a little love
to celebrate something.
The love note is he's going to go eat it. When he does the popcorn, he's going to go eat it. That's the love note. He loves
he's
going to eat your ice cream. He's going to eat your ice cream. Put extra pepper. Put extra red pepper in the popcorn tonight. What do you think? You want to?
I did. It's done.
Okay, so people, this conversation and everybody connecting or overlaying and contributing to the potential connections is what happens when any group is talking. It's the conversational art form. It's the social mortar process. It's what Finney's Wake shows.
Not in the Senate.
What?
Not in the Senate.
No. That's visual space. Yeah. That screws up
that's
the
right.
flow.
That's yeah. right. That's congestion. It's what was stopped up in number one. It's what was fucked up in Burt. But we got to get back to Burt.
It's yeah, Burt's really all fucked up. You got the Senate on your shoulders, Burt. You've got visual space locked into your muscles there. You got that,
muscles?
Bert?
Are we talking about Bert? Bert doesn't like it when you talk about his muscles, Bert.
Well, it also involves Roxy's sister. Much congestion
she's
there.
She's losing her powers. Oh, my.
Dude, Roxy's sucking the powers with those videos.
Yeah, it's like a bad episode of Charmed. The white lighters.
What about my sister? She claims that she remembers things from Babylon.
Of course. Sure, it was just yesterday. Why wouldn't she? Hell, so do you. You write about it all the time. You turn around and sit down and play something on the piano. It's nothing but straight Babylonian rote. You do it all the time. It's so like an Egyptian right now.
Usually people think Babylon is bad, but there were actually...
Prussia was bad. Babylon wasn't bad. The Ottomans and the Tepekis. Tepekis is the way you say it. Divisions were the only thing that was sane. Everybody thought it was a warlord because they ran everything. No one else would.
As Babylon or Ottoman, when you say they ran it,
both.
Number the Tepekis.
They ran it.
Tepekis?
Yeah.
Who? Tepekis or the Babylon? And what did they run? Did they
Ottomans,
run Babylon?
The Ottomans. Constantinople.
Ran Babylon.
Yeah, so good.
The wiki says the Ottomans started 1500 A.D., but you're putting it way back there to B.C. Ottomans way back there.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And that's because they're right beside the intestinal nature,
well,
the rubbing up and curving of intestines.
If that's the case, you're going to run the whole thing after everything before 1299 didn't happen? How are you going to get Anatolia there? You can't even get there. That's before the Ottoman the First was even there. So if you start there, you can't even, that's before the Second Temple even gets constructed. You can't even have it. There's nobody there to fight you over. Hell, the Moabites haven't even took over by this point. This is,
oh, we're getting
this
another
crazy
rant, guys. He's making connections for
us. It's crazy. You run around here talking about all these different tribes and all these, well, this was Donnie Dye. This was 2001. This is 1783. This is 1999. And it's like, you have no idea. You're sitting here talking about the Space Needle and they hadn't even been built yet. You're sitting here talking about the Trade Centers on 9/11 and they're just fixing to fall. It's the silliest thing.
Ever. Hey,
you
I
know it, but you're not smart enough to go get the damn bond, Morgan Stanley bonds, out of the roof of them before the thing falls in. We just said they're fixing to fall down. Why can't you go get the damn bonds, bring them outside, then you can have a whole nother bubble toiling trouble, another $1 trillion heir.
The point is, if something's created, some social mortar, a tribe, it always is from that point of creation.
No. The Byzantines always were. You can't go a time when there was not the Byzantine. Othman was the first. And that was... always. It wasn't a time it was not. It took all of the Balkan Peninsula, all of Hungary, all of that.
What happened that Christianism became like their religion because the Constantine saw the cross in the heaven?
No, you're trying to talk about Sultan Ergodan.
Ergodan?
Yes, now he's the prime minister of Turkey. There are some pictures where he really looks like Hitler. Is he related to him?
Yeah.
Who looks like Hitler?
Yeah.
Ergodan.
Ergodan. Is that a person?
The prime minister.
Turkish prime minister.
Oh, the present one. Yes. Right.
The Sultan.
Yes.
The Sultan? Oh, some historical figure? Not the present prime minister?
There's no difference to us. That's what we're saying.
Oh, there's
that's
a key, guys. There's no difference.
Was.
They're all fucking human, so it doesn't matter which culture you're talking about. It's the same culture. That's it. That's what the key is here, Bert. It's all people.
Tell Roxy's sister we'll loan her some money.
Okay.
But wait a minute. Who is Erdogan? An ancient guy or the present guy who's in trouble right now?
There's no difference.
There's a breakthrough, Bert. Ian is only always talking about humans.
Wasn't
you call them Moabites, they all do the same. This is fitting his way. They all do the rise and fall and fuck things up.
But there's an Erdogan in Lord of the Rings. I mean, have we gone that far?
Yeah, we
not
may
that
have.
Far. We may.
No, not that far.
Okay.
J.R. Tolkien is not worthy of bringing up.
That's
I never read his book.
J.R.R. Tolkien. That's J.R.R. Tolkien to you.
You're right. I didn't have time to say them all.
I don't know why I have this in my head now. Like, there is a street in
you know why? Because you took us here Friday morning. You took us here Friday morning. That's why we're here. I don't know why. Every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something like this happens. Yeah, we know. We know.
You took us to this street called Babylon, Roxy, in Paris.
In the Salem, Bridge.
I mean, it's weird that there is a big
Salem Bridge.
Babylon.
Some bridge. Is that something in Paris, Roxy?
No. Turkey.
Turkey. Okay. Well, what's that got to do with the Paris street called Babylon?
Oyster dressing.
Now, it may apply to something. We'll discover over next week. But remember, it doesn't apply. He could have said any fucking thing and it would have applied. Just remember that. Okay? It's the ratio among fragments.
It's in your inbox.
You see my inbox just flooding with emails from Ion.
I found it interesting that some cities named in the Bible were founded then in Turkey, like Troya and other cities that many thought they were mythical, but you put them there after. What about Turkey? Is there like a big portal or many portals that all these things are showing up, like the oldest cities?
Sort of. I mean, we don't want to go too far.
Because, for example, Cappadocia is also a big mystery. Who built that? The Ottomans?
Maybe, but you got to be easy with it.
And what is the city that was built by the
Ottomans?
It's an underground city.
What's the name of the city, Roxy?
Cappadocia. Ian has mentioned it before.
Cappadocia.
You going to write it down?
No. I don't even know what it is. I just said Cappadocia. I don't know if they're saying P-K. I can't hear what Roxy said.
All is recorded.
Yeah, all is recorded. I ain't listening to it back. I'm not letting you guys do it. Yeah. You got to do it louder, Roxy. We're not hearing it. Papa, does it begin with the letter P for Peter, or C as in?
No, with C.
Oh, Cappadocia. And what is significant about that?
Well, it's a city that goes very deep into the ground, and nobody really knows who built it.
Oh, that's in Turkey. So, Ion, you want to give us a clue who built it?
No.
It's because it's too important, Ion? It would blow your gig. You would finally told it everything.
Didn't say.
Are you holding back so that you can come back and flap your lips next week? Is that why you don't want to put it all out in one show?
It's a really big shoe, Bob.
It is. As you said to Carolyn the other day, you'll never appreciate or understand how great this is.
Damn, that's a mouthful.
It's phenomenon, Bert. I said to Carolyn, you will never get it, understand, appreciate, or, well, I think she appreciates it, how fantastic what we're doing here is.
Yeah, it's like we do not have the capacity to understand the breadth, depth, and scope of what we're getting here. We just don't get it, even though we think we get it.
And I attempt to express it. I say it's a second coming. I say I'm the greatest human being ever lived because I invented. Those are attempts to express the immensity of what we're
doing. We bragging about. Then we went directly into multiple orgasms right after the second coming.
I want that orgasm up down my skin, rippling on my flesh.
Multiple. He's the second coming, not the first coming, the second coming.
Overlaying How Awesome Ian Is. That's the name of that topic.
Now, I think anybody's bedroom activities is their own business, Bob. It's overlaying business. It's a little too far.
Overlaying.
Overlaying How Awesome Ian Is.
Mm.
Via Bob.
So, wait a second. We got to talk about Bert's femoral arteries for just a little bit.
Yeah, they're both ready to collapse. We got to fix Bert's arteries before he is no more. So ask away, Bert. You have the microphone.
I have no questions about my femoral arteries, Ian. So can you share?
Oh, come on. Are you sure?
You want to share?
No, ask something else, Bert. Quick, ask something else. It was just that was a diversion. Quick.
Ian, the radiation in dairy.
Yep.
Is it something special that's taking place within the milk to absorb the radiation? Or is that just another way for us to ingest?
It's amino acid-laced radiation.
So it's all dairy. All dairy then, not just milk, but the yogurt and butter, everything related to cow milk. Is that what you're saying?
We said milk, all types of milk.
Just milk.
But then milk will be made into. Milk will then be made into yogurt and cheese and all that. So, Ian, are you saying that the radiation binds the amino acids or does it bind into the fats? Or both?
Well, 18. It does 18 of them. There's many more than that.
18 of the amino acids?
Proline, serine, tyrosine, alanine, aspartic acid, glucose, glutamine acid, cysteine, lysine, and a little arginine.
Hey, Gerald, this is amino acid-laced radiation.
Right.
What brought that up? Did Bert ask this?
Bert asked because, you know, what happens when there's some sort of radiation fallout.
We were talking about his pectorals, and then we went right into milk, and then the milk came.
Oh, that was recommended to Bert. Milk was recommended to Bert.
No, Bert brought it up. I said, don't let him go into your femorals. Just ask a question.
So he asked about milk. He asked about milk?
He asked about radiation and milk.
If we put pasties on his nipples, he could spin around like a helicopter.
And then, we're up to his pectorals, and just because they're near the nipples, Ion's just going off on that now. But we'll just ask Bert for another question.
Ion, you mentioned in one of the rewrites about eating salt for the formula. So the amino acids that are coming, the additional amino acids that are coming, will these amino acids be unique to each person engaging the RNA drops and the complement formulas, or the amino acids will be across?
It'll let you be whole. It'll convert them all to whole protein.
Convert the drops whole to protein? Yeah,
no,
what's being...
Convert your protein to complete protein or whole protein.
What converts it?
The new amino acids coming along.
Yeah. It'll give you an adequate proportion to all 9 of the essential amino acids necessary for dietary needs for little humans.
But that's not in the drops.
No, not in the drops. That's not the point. You can convert the amino acids, and that'll help convert you, but it's so you can turn your protein into complete protein. That's just, it's basically, it's the astroglide of the interaction, Bob.
Well, what is converting the amino acids, Carol?
The RNA drops are helping to convert.
So it is part of this topic. I've written down.
It's not the amino acids, although they do have lysine ion.
What does?
But RNA drops. About milk. We're talking about milk and protein and how we save its flailing little body that's withering away into nothingness.
I've got here all 9 essential amino acids will what? What's the topic?
It
nitrogen.
Will help.
We're talking about nitrogen. We're trying
is he talking about new kinds
nitrogen.
Of amino acids?
Yeah.
The new amino acids.
Yes.
Well, but we're
that's
working
in
with
there.
The one, we're working with all of them that you know about. And there's more that you don't know about, but we're trying to get nitrogen in the program. And the only way to do that is to use protein amino acids in the human.
So the new amino acids will be doing something? What do they do?
Allow us to have complete protein.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, the way people...
complete protein.
What?
and
convert?
Work.
To have and work.
Complete protein. Yeah, because so far people are talking about leaky gut and how we're not digesting our nutrients and, you know, we're, our probiotics, intestinal bacteria is all messed up. No one's even talking about how bad it is in terms of protein digestion. They don't even go there. By the time they've gone there, then we'll have our restructure. Our RNA drops will be up to the generation where we're able to just take over. The rest of the environment, probably with the radiation and all the problems with the food supply, they're just not going to be able to survive.
And matters change
not
so much.
Not to mention that the milk.
Are you trying to draw me out, Ian? You don't want me to say this next sentence? You don't want me to say this next sentence, Ian?
It simulates elevated levels of radiation.
Is it a secret, Ian? Am I out of line here?
There you go.
Nobody knows what he said.
We're talking about speaking.
Well, we have this special app now where we can drown Bob out and hear Ion.
That's what I'm talking about.
Can I speak about the drug? The matter has changed, so the laws of chemistry the drug companies work on do not apply. So their products aren't working.
Yeah, but you can't. You're a stockholder now. You can't trash Big Pharma anymore, Bob.
Okay. That's what Ken will save the our stocks. Our products will save the drug companies. And my old oligarchy buddies will remain viable.
They'll talk about lipids and milk.
You're demanding talk about lipids and milk.
No. Oh, no, we don't demand anything. We don't give a shit. It's all right with us.
But you did sort of say talk. Did I hear you say talk about it?
Yeah, so you can find out the difference between things and things.
Okay, I'll bring Chad in. There's someone else in Vancouver. I'm opening a lineup with Gene.
I thought everybody left there. Didn't they all leave?
That was an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, I am.
Oh, he's talking about Vancouver and Canada.
I'm opening it up. Do not fuck up and make noises or you'll but shut down. But I opened you all up to talk. Now, who has something to say?
I do. We'll be quiet, Bob. We promise.
So once all the little men are dead, Ion, who's going to deliver the RNA drops to my house?
The big postman.
Okay.
The big postman.
The postman. We were talking about the post-human.
Yeah, post-human. The post-human. Fig? Did he say fig?
Fig. Fig.
B. Big. B is in Bob. I-G.
Big.
The post.
Been huge.
The big postman.
Big has been huge.
The gin. Okay.
That's spelled Y-U-G-E.
Yeah, you. It's Trump language. So, what was the topic here? Did Chad ask something? Yeah, who's going to deliver his stuff?
Well, that's why Chad has to move.
We'll deliver.
Yeah, we on it. Yeah, Canada lost 33,000 jobs last month, and there's only like what, a million people in this country.
Hey, Ion, can you hear me? It's Sherry in Ventura.
Of course.
And I'm at work, my working job as a firefighter in Southern California.
Oh, that's all fun, isn't it? You don't have a job now because everything burned up already, didn't it?
No, it's just starting to burn up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got a match.
We don't even need a match. We just look at it with our eyes and it starts on fire.
Bang. There you go. There you go. Nothing you could do.
Well, I was wondering if there's anything, when I'm out on the fire line, anything that I need to keep watch out for.
Yeah. Keep on the firing line. Look at the tune, that tune.
Look at the Neptune?
A song called Keep on the Firing Line.
Oh, okay.
Look it up.
I will.
Since you have all that time on your hands.
See, Sherry, you're connected to everything else, every other topic, so you don't have to dwell on what you think is yourself. You're not a fucking fireman. Who knows what you're actually doing? That's a fucking cover for other paralleling things you're doing. Take that
into consideration.
CKLN, CKLN.
Yeah, go to CKLN. Tune in to CKLN.
Yeah, I'd like to know what, because this now is overwhelming me, and I'd like to know what some
There are many topics. What is this, Sherry? This, now, Ion, Bob, the fucking stupid music we're playing, or the fire?
Jello.
What's overwhelming
Jello.
You?
No, it's Jello. She's talking
now,
about
see, now
Jello.
You get Ion saying it's Jello, Sherry.
Jello.
No,
it's
Jello.
Fire. Fire is overwhelming because everything's
too.
Burning.
Ice is too. Ice
and
is too.
And the trees are falling. So it's all
yes.
overwhelming.
Yes.
The working job that I decided to be in this now.
Are you saying it's too tiring? Your fatigue?
No. Well, that happens very quickly at the age that I think I am right now.
Yeah.
But it's just hot and smoky and it's crazy. Breathing in all the toxins that are on fire.
You're describing Bob.
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah. Get into
hot and smoky.
Some of those
can't breathe him in. He clogs you up. He makes you. Bob, go wash him nasty hands right now. You go wash him damn hands right now, Bob. Wash him filthy hands.
He is. God. He is. Ion, so tell us why the carbon is necessary for you to be creating all these
enough.
Fires.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. First of all, once you change, oxygen is what they're blaming the fires on. The tinder. The oxygen feeds the burning. That C that you need to make the little hearts and the Cheerios when you're connecting all the C's to your little line, you got to have more of them. And the only way to have more of them is make more. It's what makes the Bosphorus C float.
So all the oxygen is getting consumed
bad.
By the fire.
It's the fire makes its own wind. So that wind is being used for oxygen.
So I can predict, see that all of California, if not more, is definitely all going to burn by Christmas.
The roof is on fire. Burn, motherfucker.
What roof?
The
song that
burn.
I need to look up?
Dude.
So I should just drive the opposite way when we're going into these fires?
No, it's fun. You like it. It's all good. You might drag out some dead people. That's fun.
I don't think it's fun. Why is this now so strong
well,
in my now?
You jumped into this river. And now you
know.
Don't like the water. And then you don't like
no.
the water. That's rich.
Hey, did you hear, Sherry, it's happening because oxygen is decreasing, right, Carol?
Oxygen
that was happening?
Feeding it. We're using oxygen for what it was meant for, is to feed the fire. It's the oxidizer, so we're going to let it burn up the oxidation and create the carbon. That, along with the new levels of radiation, is going to change your environment. It's
that means you, Ion, are causing the fires. You brought in the change
in
matter.
Oh, no. This is Dobstown. Lockdown.
Yeah, I know
Lockdown
when we talk about Ion, you're the Lee Harvey Oswald. It's actually me, the great...
Yeah, I've got a little grassy knoll for you. I got a grassy knoll.
I am the James Bond of all history.
I got a little grassy knoll for you. I got a 45.
I could kill him. I could kill him. What's he saying?
I got a book repository. Isn't it funny that it's a book repository while Bob's got his own library he doesn't even go into? It's hot out there. He doesn't go in the library. He doesn't go in the library anymore. But he can run out there and he's got a library. The book repository is pretty rich.
I could kill you what? Any second, and I would be celebrated
well,
for it, Bert.
Happy
I could just
day.
Fucking walk
okay.
over there and shoot you.
Keep yourself together.
And you'd be
keep
stuck in the
together.
Purgatory of no guff. All right, let me check. Sean, do you have any questions for Ion? You didn't get a chance to talk last night.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Ion. I'm just driving home. Is it possible that I can delay it half an hour?
Yeah, that sounds happy to us. Sounds great. We wouldn't mess you up anyway in the car. Watch out, there's warthogs. Be careful.
Thank you.
Is that you, Phil?
Just let us know. We'll tell Bob if he forgets. Don't worry. Forgetful lately. He's so on tune that he doesn't know what was past. Because there is no past for Bob. It's over. It's done. There's nothing you can do.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Green.
Jed.
Yeah.
Hold it now, just a minute,
hey.
Roger. Just see.
Oh,
you want to say something, Chad?
She's trying to get
sure.
the secret for her secret power. I got all that worked out for you, honey. I'm gonna lay it out for you. But go ahead, number one.
So, Ion, you told me about decrypting time. Said I have to de-encrypt time. Is that the same as making time tell?
Well, if you go by that, it's an empirical tale of tea, a woeful tale of tea, if that's the case. Yes, you can reach it from there, but boy, it's a long way around the mountain. Wouldn't it be easier just to go through the mountain rather than up and over it?
And what's the mountain in this case?
Pierce the veil of your encryption.
By using the Wheatstone cipher?
Well, when you perfect it, yes, but we don't want to tell you the wrong way to get send you the wrong. We're trying to make this expeditious, not more intrinsically demanding. But it's up to you. Hey, wait, hold on. It's up to you. We didn't say nothing when you went off for the Catholics last time, and it's all right with us, okay?
Right, but I don't want to go around the mountain again.
That's why this conversation sort of works, empirically delightful. So if you take the words that we're saying and apply them to what you're trying to do, if you see metaphorically the thing, a mountain that you're trying to stack high and wide, you can then imply, empirically, the words that we're saying. Rather than pile it higher to go around it with your Wheatstone cipher, then what you could do is you would back that down and go through it, pierce the encryption, which would allow you to set the tonal information stack from the inside out. So as you grow higher, deeper, and wider, you'd have something to prop to, which would be the inside confines of the mountain, the stone, the magic, the momentum, so you can quietly stack in plain sight that which you are going to do. Otherwise, you're building a Tower of Babel for everyone to mock, copy, and make.
Explain what you mean by piercing the encryption.
Pierce the veil, which is your encryption.
So should I start by decrypting something or encrypting something?
Decrypting, then encrypting. Because, see, there's a lot of information that already is. You need to change that information to make all that information yours. So if all the information that is has to come through you, you have all information. If you have everybody's phone number, you have everybody's phone number.
But piercing the veil of decryption, would that one application of that be, for example, the 4X formula, like decrypting time? See, I just don't get the practical application. Like, it sounds like I'm going to have to, I put the graphical triangulation on a loop, like an infinite loop, and then it just reads off the cloud using fractal antenna. Is that correct, Ion?
It's close.
Throw me a bone to get me closer.
Hey, Jed, was this topic encrypting time? Is that what you started with?
That's what I started with.
So how much is this metaphor or hardware? But, you know, when he's talking, slipping and sliding between metaphor and tools.
How much is metaphor? Or is that what you said?
Yeah, what he's been saying.
An allegory.
Allegory, yeah.
So it's like the allegory of the mountain you're using.
Yeah, symbolism, traditional symbolism.
And then, Ion, you also mentioned the Dewey Decimal System. Was that being used as a bad example or as an example to work with?
Okay, go at it again.
When you mentioned the Dewey Decimal System on the legend, were you using
yes.
the Dewey Decimal System as an example to avoid or to move towards?
Well, now look at what you're saying. What is the Dewey Decimal System? A ridiculous, inappropriate, non-functioning way to class and category tons and tons and tons of every work that ever is. Every work that's ever been written can fit into that system. So it works every single time without fail or exception. However badly, but it does work. So that's a good example of something that applies every single time without fail or exception, but it's not the easiest way to categorize them. We would do them all books alphabetically. First word,
okay.
First. And alphabetize the whole damn thing. Shortest book first, longest book last. Then you can find
so
it.
So my legend that contains...
So that becomes a non-Dewey decimal system, yes?
Yes. So my legend that contains what you said called all the liar of life, does that classify and categorize?
Does it work every single time in every exact position or no?
Not yet.
Well, then no. Until it does, it doesn't.
Are you taking Roxy's sister's power too? Oh my stars, y'all are just bleeding it all the way around, you blood suckers. I like this.
Bring out the best vampire in all of you. Stay away from that AB negative though, it'll fuck you up, baby.
AB negative blood?
Yeah.
Do I still have a blood type?
No, it's changing.
Is my DNA changed yet?
Changing.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. If we say yes, then you do something wrong. If we say no, then you do something extra that you don't need to do. So now what you going to do?
Nothing. Fuck all.
Yummy. I like that. But now we got to work on your glutes a little bit. What's up with your glutes?
I don't know. I run all the way up 11 flights of stairs, and they don't seem to get any, like, thicker or anything.
You're doing it the wrong way.
Why, should I run down the stairs instead, you mean?
No, it's not about running. It's not about exercising it. It's about building up that particular glute muscle. You don't do that by running. That builds your legs and your calves.
Okay, so maybe some kettlebell squats or something?
Lunges.
And I also want my shoulders to get a little bit bigger because my arms and chest are bigger now.
He's starting to look like Popeye.
But what do you recommend to make the shoulders a bit bigger?
Spinach.
All right.
And do some skull crunches.
All right. Remember way back yonder when we talked about pea brains?
Insane in the pea brain, yes. And we don't remember. We always know.
The pea brains, is that the surface that the information sticks to in the cloud?
No.
Does the information stick to anything in the cloud? Or is it just like floating?
No. It is.
It just is.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any like popular science way to express the way that information is aggregated in the cloud?
No, you've not made it yet, so it can't.
But you said you've already uploaded tons of information into the cloud. I just can't access it.
For you,
there, right?
For you, yeah. It's like everybody's phone number, but nobody remembers your phone number, so they got to find it. But you got all the numbers.
Okay. And on the hardware level, I can access the cloud on a hardware level with the antenna, the fractal antenna, right?
Well, yes, but you've got to rewrite the rules of quantum mechanics.
Can that be done with my Peapod, or do I have to create another type of hardware to do that?
Well, we would say, give us a minute. You're trying to make a two-dimensional brain, B-R-A-N-E, okay? And you're trying to propagate space-time with those rules of quantum mechanics, so they don't work. So otherwise, you're going to create the dark side, the black brain. We're giving the counterintuitive place, the P brain, it sweeps out all P plus one of dimensional volume of space-time, or world volume, or its world volume that it holds. Now, that's controlled with electronic and magnetic fields. So D4 space-time dimension could bump you up to four levels out or in. But that's not zero, because zero points come from to the nine levels also in the P-brain that you divide it through. So we're not trying to prove or stop string theory. We're saying that string theory says that, so that's yet another fucked-up thing you got to overcome. Got you?
Yeah, so
That was great. That was excellent. Good. I'm glad we got that cleaned up for you.
Yeah, so move towards quantum, but I'll have to change quantum in order for this to be facilitated. Right?
Correct.
Okay, let me try someone else, Chad.
Okay, thanks.
That was pretty good. We're going to send the rest of it to his inbox. You know how he is. He's so funny. He's such a maniacal, controlling thing. He must have everything. He must have access to everything. He wants it all, and he has so much now he can't keep track of what it is that he has. It's so funny. But he's got him.
You talking about Chad or me?
Somebody. You.
I just sit there. I'm not fucking trying to control everything.
Yeah, okay. Right. Try that on for size.
Yeah, right.